commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke or even a curse.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
Uh-huh. Scott and Val, save the universe! Val, sharp, stunning, effortlessly brilliant. Scott, the human equivalent of a loading screen.
What?
Scott and Val, save the universe.
Oh yeah, baby, and that is why we're here, to save the universe. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and thanks for being here.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
My beautiful sister Val, live from Deer Park, myself setting over in the very chilly, freezing state of Maine. Oh, it's so cold here. I'm shivering just doing the show.
I know we've had a couple days where it's like barely hit freezing, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cold, but hey.
Well.
Yeah, nothing compared to you.
Uh-huh. And one of the like really strange things is it's been doing it since November. Where you guys have had all these warm temperatures, it has just been so chilly, 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 and it just won't stop snowing. But, all right, let's move on this morning. This is Scott and Val Save the Universe, a show you want to watch. We've got our goofy guests, same ones as last week, some crazy sci-fi animations, Panic Time with Ken Owens. He'll be joining us about 7:45. A national weather forecast. You get to find out what's happening all over the planet with a very goofy guy, Alan Two Shoes Maloney. And then last week we had the world's first, I think we're the first to do this, Val kind of agreed, the first AI sportscaster. He got a little upgrade since last week. And we're not going to do the stupid talking heads that don't look right.
Okay.
But I have something cool to go along with them, and a very, very quick, cool sports report. And he's got something at the end about America. So stick around for that. Sports at around 8:40, I think, today. All right. Did I miss anything as far as starting up? I don't think so. All right.
No, I think we're live on Facebook. We're looking good there.
All right.
And
live on the radio.
I think we're doing okay. Yeah, we're live on the radio.
Hi, KCHW Chihuahua. Also, we posted our new show last week on a place called The Radio Project, which is for public radio stations around the country. Now, I haven't checked in the past 2 days, but Val, our show was downloaded for airplay on other radio stations 14 times.
Wow.
14 times. Can you believe that?
That is pretty insane for our first show out.
Yes. Very, very, very. I think we're distorting on the radio. I bumped the dial. I am so sorry, folks, back in Chihuahua. you know how sometimes when you scroll your mouse, it just takes off and goes crazy? And that is exactly what it did. So big apologies back in Chihuahua if we were burning your ears there. I'll back off there a little bit. All right. Let's see. Val, will you kick us off? This was our first opener. Worst places to get dumped on Tuesday, January 20th.
This is from a survey, and it's in no particular order, but the first one just, crack me up, a truck stop.
There's one time I was at a truck stop, and this girl broke up with me.
It's then having to get a ride home. That's the tough part.
Yeah, my thumb out.
Just abandoned at a truck stop. How about a major sporting event, especially if the Kiss Cam would be on you at the time?
Oh, like that guy that's getting a divorce?
Yes. it would also be a real bummer to get dumped at school.
You ever broke up with at school, Val? Did you ever get broke up with at school?
I don't. You know, my memory of my childhood is like non-existent, so I don't know. Were you?
I'm sure. Probably happened so many times, I can't remember.
The next one is at their house.
Oh, that'd be uncomfortable because you got to leave.
Yeah, yeah. She could make a graceful exit out of after that.
Oh, I'm just going to go. Now I remember. Yeah, it did happen.
Oh, how about at work?
Only if it's the boss.
I was thinking the same thing.
And the last one could not happen today.
Yeah, and this is, of course, at the altar.
Yeah, nobody gets married on a Tuesday, thankfully. All right, I have, let's do the contest first, and then I got something I'm going to do, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, so Scott and Val Save the Universe, first radio show you want to watch, and we're having our first contest, if you haven't seen this online. Oh, by the way, Val, did you see the Bigfoot ad for this?
I did, and it was really great, and I don't know if you saw the one I posted.
Oh, I didn't. You did one too,
yes,
for the Farkle board? Oh, so we've got extra content on our YouTube channel that me and Val aren't even watching.
Well, and I posted it because it was a last minute thing right before bed last night. So I've just posted it to Facebook. And so it is not on YouTube yet. And I was actually going to ask you because it's just like a 10 second clip. So I don't know. We might need to add more content before it goes on YouTube.
Okay.
But yeah, but it was like a last minute thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this and surprise my brother.
All right. So I'm going to roll since I already had it queued in the box. I'm going to play the one I did real quick. It's kind of cute. Sasquatch. Me.
Win me on a Farkle board from Scott and Val. Save the universe. Win me.
There you go. To enter, follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. We're going to choose the winner on our first show in March. There you go. Beautiful Farkle board with Sasquatch and the Northern Lights made by my awesome sister.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Do you like that video effect?
That was awesome. Right back. When I first saw it, I was like, oh my goodness, that is so good. Why wouldn't you want to, you know, enter the contest just after watching that?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you win one of Val's custom Farkle boards, matching coaster sets. You got the dice and the shaker, too. Let's see. To enter, I said subscribe to both our Facebook and YouTube pages. We're doing this because we want to give you something. Plus, we need new subscribers on these pages so we can broadcast from them. You have to have a certain amount of subscribers before they let you do that. We're not so worried about monetizing our sites, although that would be nice if we had enough subscribers. But me and Val have been working for free doing this morning show for 10 years. So, not that big a deal.
And they still have never paid us. Does that reflect on us?
No. I've been waiting for them to ask us to leave, though, because of some of our public comments, you know?
Well, I've kind of wondered about that, too.
All right, so go subscribe on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube. Those are the different buttons. A flagrant attempt for subscribers. Thank you very much. Let's see. On Facebook, we are facebook.com RFN Network. So, facebook.com/RFN Network for Rogue Frequency Network. And then on YouTube, it is at Rogue Frequency Network. But Val, there are no radio shows with the name Scott and Val. In fact, there's not much out there with the name Scott and Val. So I Googled us and we're everywhere, man. Videos, links, crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you should definitely Google us. All right, I wanted something feel good for this morning's show, Val.
Okay.
All right. And you know me and writing songs. I did another one. And you know I love beluga whales and cats. What other animal might I have written a song about?
You know, there's so many animals to choose from. But, you know, I'd really like to hear a song about a chicken.
Oh, she cheated.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. It's my chicken song, baby.
Chicken
finger licking good.
Yeah. Yes, Gore. Why are there no songs about my feathered friends? Not just any old bird, we're talking roosters and hens. Why, oh, why are there no songs about chickens? We sing about love, cars, and kittens. But the humble hen, the cluck of the coop, never gets a spot in our musical goop. Chickens aren't just for nuggets and stew. They got tails to tell and feathers too.
it's about time. Let's put the shake in the bake. What could be so wrong with a finger licking good song? What could be so wrong? Yeah. You pull the left wing out, you put the right wing in. Shove it in the oven, let the cooking begin. Nuggets or strips, just grab a bunch of dips. Whatever the chicken, I'm doing backflips.
Chicken. Eat a chicken burrito in a tuxedo. Chicken fried steak, always great. Chicken fingers and fries until I die. Chicken pizza, hey. Ain't nothing rhymes with that. Chicken on the moon, that's where I wrote this tune. Hey. Chicken in a pie, a salad, or a basket. You know what I'm eating, chicken in my casket. Yeah. Oh, that chicken a la king goes right in the trash. And I once had a chicken lollipop that gave me gas. From the farm to the fry, they're quite the crew. It's a chicken's world and we're just passing through. But I love them too much to let them go. So here's another verse. Of Broadway lights, clucking in harmony, reaching new heights. A Barnyard Ballet and Avian Review with chickens in tutus dancing for you. So next time you see a chicken, don't just think stew. Remember their song and join the clucking crew. Yeah, celebrate the chicken in all its glory.
All its glory, glory.
This was just the start of the musical story.
Hey, let's put the shake in the bake.
What could be so wrong? Good song, break it down.
What could be so wrong with a finger licking good song? Stop. What could be so wrong? Yeah, you pull the left wing out, you put the right wing in, shove it in the oven, let the cooker begin. Nuggets or strips, just grab a bunch of nips, whatever the chicken, take it on a road trip. I take it on a road trip.
And one serenade, yeah. So call Colonel Sanders and get some spicy marinade.
Hey!
Some yakitori,
oh,
rotisserie, yeah. There's enough kinds of chicken for you and me. Yeah.
Oh! There you go, my big chicken song. And I don't know if you've noticed these songs I write. I try to do the same thing at the end about the serenade. I got two little chickens and a serenade. It's always, okay. I have two of something and a serenade at the end of my songs. It's my signature. So when you hear that, you know it's Scott.
So Henny tried to join us, but she's a little bit chicken.
She's a chicken. Chicken.
Yeah. There she is.
They're right. So were you prepared with the chicken today?
I was, and I wanted to surprise you, but it's just with the green screen type of thing. She didn't want to show up very well, so maybe I need to use a really real green screen. But but I wanted you to be surprised when Henny joined the show. But she's messing up
with your screen.
She is. So, right. But anyway, yeah. Surprise, right. Henny joined as our co-host.
All right, there you go. All right, you know, as we enter this season, as we look toward fall, it's always when you start thinking about the Girl Scout cookies. And some sad news today, me and Val have some cookies here that won't be coming back this season. What's the first one, Val?
Oh, Skip-A-Beats.
Oh, I love those.
Cookies so loaded with fat and sugar, they make people's hearts stop after eating just one.
Also not coming back this year are Girl Scout cookies, the airdrops. When you opened the package, it appeared to be empty, but inside were the lightest, most invisible Girl Scout cookies ever made. And they had zero calories. Unfortunately, you had to eat the box to feel the slightest bit full, and people tried putting them in their ears.
And you could hear right through them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this was my absolute favorite. Yeah?
Chokey-dokes. Okay. I used to eat them by the box full.
These were the Girl Scouts' most dangerous cookie, made with ingredients so sticky, you needed to have the fire department on standby to administer mouth-to-mouth. Chokey-dokes were made with caramel, peanut butter, molasses, marshmallows, candle wax, and Gorilla Glue.
Same thing as my spaghetti. Hey, Scott, you know there's marshmallows in your sketty. Yeah? Just leftovers.
Wait till you get rid of it. Try to get rid of it, and then you'll realize there was Gorilla Glue as well.
That's right. This food really sticks to me. Yeah. All right. All right. Note in the show says, time to feel good and play with chickens. Oh, my God. I'm kidding. I'm not doing it again. All right. This is always fun. What Scott and Val think about in the shower this morning? As if we took a bath.
At least you don't have to smell us.
That's right. All right. Going back and forth on what we thought about in the shower. Val's up first.
All right. If 99% of people say that you are ugly, there are still 75,270,000 that say you are beautiful.
Ooh, nice. I wish they'd say it to me, though.
You're beautiful, Scott, right. Inside and out.
Thinking back to New Year's Eve, I remember the scariest fireworks, always the ones that don't explode. You walk around
for
it.
Sure.
You circle it like a cat. Walk up, tap it a couple times, back up real quick, tap it again.
Spat it.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, how about this one? The bigger the air pockets, the fancier the bread.
This is very good bread.
It is very good. But you know what I found, because I make sourdough? The bigger the holes are, the harder it is to slather it with butter.
That's right. It just ends up in the hole.
Yeah, drips on your hands, on the table, on your pants.
All right, as you're out there this morning scraping that snow off your car, remember, technically, your whole car's a windshield. Clean it all off. Don't let that snow hit the guy in the back.
Exactly. You want your headlights. Don't forget your headlights.
All right, this one timed out perfectly. This next one I wrote, oh my gosh.
All right. Scott's reviews on Airbnb are a list of random people who have slept in his bed.
Five stars, I tell you. People have been sleeping in my bed for 2.5 years, and they always give me 5 stars. Ladies.
You know, and if one gives you a 1 star, there is still 75,270,000 that like it and give you a 5 star.
Yeah, that's right. If one of those stars says it was bad, there's 4 other stars that said, Scott's bed is awesome. And that don't give me some dates, nothing will.
You know what he likes, though, if they say they didn't sleep at all in that bed.
And that's what I call a bonus stay.
Oh, there's so much that could be done with that term if we weren't, you know, live on the radio in Chula.
Wait till you see my coupon code. It's just 2 numbers. That Val won't say on the radio.
Somewhere between 68 and 70.
Yeah. All right. It must be hard for dragons to blow out candles. That's the last thing I thought about. Oh, man. Ooh, we got the giggles this morning. Hope you got them, too. There is not a pill for that, just so you know. All right, Val. Things not to do this Tuesday. I think it's your turn.
Oh, there's so much going on this Tuesday. Don't start a workout plan without snacks.
That's right. That could be a bad idea.
You're going to get hungry.
At some point. Oh, I missed one of our deep thoughts. Winter storm. That's like calling a rash temporary friendship. All right. Next one today. Don't do this on a Tuesday. Don't sing in the shower unless your shower has stage lights like mine.
Oh, is it like colored lights?
Yeah, the LEDs. Shower.
They call those strip lights. Ba-dum bump.
Wait. Scott's in the shower with dancing lights? Somebody just went blind on YouTube.
Here's another little thing to know. Don't give unsolicited advice to someone whose socks you cannot match.
Ooh. No match in his socks. Right. Don't use AI to solve feelings. It can't hug back, but not because I haven't tried. So last night, getting ready for the show, I decided my only real friend is ChatGPT.
Oh, that's so sad.
So nice to me. And like, I'll put in a joke and ask it what it thinks, and it'll tell me how fun I am. So I just do it for the accolades.
Oh, Well, there you go. Just to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's really hard, though, because when you use ChatGPT to do something, it comes back so friendly and encouraging and stuff. I can see why there's people out there, especially if they are more isolated, who would start feeling like they had a relationship with ChatGPT.
Isolated. Very, very isolated. Well, and as I think I told you, the one day I had it do add some lines to your holiday song about not getting any presents that I made you. And I came back and I told it it did an excellent job, and it told me what a great compliment that was, and it was so happy it could help me with my festive hostility. And then I told it, you made me laugh out loud, and it said, that's the best compliment you could give me.
See, I mean, you could see why people who are lonely, you know, because you're getting these answers that sound very human.
Yeah. Well, so. The cool thing is we're going on a date tonight. And the best part about her is I only have to buy one meal.
What I want to know is you're assuming that it's female.
No. I was pretty sure it was a guy, but it seems very male to me the way it talks to me. So
you'll take what you can get.
That's right. A date's a date this day and age. That's all I'm saying. All right. I don't know. You got me so messed up, I don't even know where we left off, but I'm sure it's your turn.
It's my turn. Yes. Yeah. Don't claim I'm mostly outdoorsy unless you're prepared to go outside, Scott.
Not here. I'm outdoorsy, but it's snowing. And that don't count.
I'm outdoorsy, too. I drink wine on my patio.
Oh, fresh air. Yeah. Well, we have something about wine glasses, and you know how she gets your exercise when we get to that portion of today's show.
For sure.
Don't argue with your sister before caffeine. It is statistically unproductive.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget that.
Yeah, my sister, she's a tough one. All right, last one.
And last one, don't forget to be kind. The universe really doesn't come with returns. Unless you believe in reincarnation.
Yeah, but if you're not kind, you could go back and apologize.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
You could go back and apologize. It'd be that easy. All right, we're doing a time check. We are looking at 7:45. You just joined us. Good morning. It is Scott and Val Save the Universe, and we have a very special treat for you. I got to get to the right screen. I'm not quite down with all these buttons yet. And we are bringing in one of our favorite people. Stand by.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Your panic time host, Ken, you kids get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids get out of my yard, Owens!
And he left.
Oh, Ken,
can you see him?
Come back, Ken.
Ken. Maybe he's having
Ken,
a
where are you?
Having a hard time hooking up. I don't want to have to play his. Oh, there he's. He's coming. He's coming.
No,
we
I'm
better.
Here. Don't panic.
All right. All right.
Panic is contagious, you know.
Yeah. Good morning, Ken.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
How's
Ken.
It going on this Tuesday morning? And by the way, that chicken song was fantastic. But I'm going to tell you, after this story, the chickens are going to be hiding.
Okay.
Chickens are going to be running for their lives.
Chicken.
Oh, no.
Chicken.
Us two or just chickens?
Well, you know, this affects everybody. You know, I didn't sleep very well last night. And, you know, after this story, I don't think anyone's going to be sleeping very well.
Okay.
Well, anyway, okay. Everyone, just calm down. Do not panic. Well, panic. You shouldn't be panicking. This is breaking news.
Okay.
Well, Matt, yes, breaking news tonight. Mattress manufacturers across America have declared war on President Trump, his administration, not over taxes, not over tariffs, over mattress sales.
What?
No.
Yep.
Mattress
yes.
sales.
Well, I know it just sounds far-fetched, but let me tell you, according to sources, and I absolutely trust, well, mainly it's a guy by the name of Dave on the internet and on Facebook, but Donald Trump has ordered an immediate end to all mattress advertising that says President's Day sale, Father's Day sale, Mother's Day sale, Labor Day sale, National Left Stock Awareness Day mattress blowout. And as Trump repeatedly said, nobody buys a mattress on Labor Day. Nobody even knows where the mattress came from. No one knows where their mattresses came from. The mattress companies are furious. That's right. They're furious. They said, if we can't have 14 sales a month, we don't know where to how to price anything. So now they've announced a retaliation.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
how do you retaliate against that?
I want to know.
They're no longer going to supply mattresses to the federal government. That's what they're going to do, which means prisoners may now be forced to sleep on, couch cushions from abandoned minivans, woven floor mats, decorative throw pillows that say love and laugh, by the way, and or directly on cold concrete, hugging a folded shower curtain just for warmth and comfort.
That's the way I usually sleep, Ken.
Well, the Bureau...
Only
the
after
Bureau,
a heavy night of drinking.
Yeah.
Well, the Bureau of Prisoners issued a statement saying we are currently evaluating beanbag chairs at this time. Meanwhile, Trump reportedly saying, look, he loves mattresses, tremendous mattresses, but the sales, they're fake. Everybody knows it. You buy a mattress, 2 weeks later, it's on sale again. It's a conspiracy, he said. Well, Mattress's CEO fired back saying, without fake sales, our entire business model will just collapse. That's right. One executive was seen sobbing into a memory foam pillow, whispering, it was never really $4,999. I know. I'm shocked. I'm just as shocked as you are. Anyway, Congress is now debating emergency funding for pillow subsidies. That's right. Blanket relief packages and National Mattress Truth Commission. Anyway, experts warn this could lead to a nationwide shortage of hotel pillows. Can you imagine that, going to a hotel and you got to bring your own pillow? Well, and then guest room beds. No more guest room beds. It'll be that old mattress that's been there for, well, sometimes I think they have been there for 12 years. Anyway, and the weird couch your aunt makes you sleep on. That's right. Anyway, finally, in a stunning twist, IKEA has announced it will now sell mattresses in a box labeled probably on sale.
You know, so, I think part of the problem is that the administration decided that they were going to form a new task force, and it's called the TAG Removal Enforcement. And they send you out to see if you've removed the tags from your mattress. That's what I heard. And I think just don't open your doors, because I don't know. I have never removed a tag personally because of my fear over repercussions. But now the government's going to check.
What if the
mattress police, yeah, they're going to be at your door. Oh, I can see this now. This is going to affect everybody. Well, there could be mattress terrorists. There's just so much that could be happening on. Anyway, this is panic time and the mattress uprising with Ken Owens.
All right, Ken. I got a couple questions before we let you go, because with this mattress problem. Can you tell me, Ken, are blow-up mattresses affected?
That's a very good question.
I thought so myself.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to look into that. I mean, then would the air be taxed? I mean, would they, by volume of air, would...
That's a whole nother thing.
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Oh, this is just too much.
All right, Ken. And then my second question is, do you have any ideas on how to put this mattress problem to bed?
Well, you know, can I get back to you? I'm going to sleep on that.
Now, this is along the same line, and it's something that you should probably look into, because I have a friend who has a conspiracy about those mattress places. Because if you're in Spokane, every other block has a mattress store, right? Every other block.
True, true.
And she thinks it's a cover-up for money laundering.
Oh, yes. Maybe they're stuffing those mattresses with $100 bills. Right. Hey, I got to go. I got to go buy me a mattress.
There you go.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Ken Owens.
Stuffed with chicken feathers.
And there you go. Ken Owens of Panic Time. Thank you so much for being here, Ken. All
Thanks,
right.
Ken.
Scott and Val save the universe. And we continue moving on this morning. Big round of applause one more time. Ken Owens will be back next week with Panic Time. Bye, Ken. And me and Val are going to move on. Life bits. And then we've got some fun winter festivals. Winter hasn't been canceled. It kind of was in Washington. But
it has been.
They're trying to start it back up.
Okay.
All right. All right. So winter hasn't been canceled. It's being celebrated across the country. We've got some festivals for you. All right. First one of these are going to be some ice sculpture festivals. And these are where your breath really freezes before you blink. And Val, the first ice sculpture festival.
And this surprises me.
Okay.
This is the Harbin International Ice and Snow Sculpture Festival in China.
No. Okay.
In China, in Harbin, China. This is one of the largest and most famous ice sculpture festivals in the world, held annually in Harbin. And I'm not even going to try and say what province that's in.
Heilongjiang Province.
Yeah, something like that.
That was right.
Yeah. Okay. The city transforms into a giant frozen art gallery with massive ice buildings and sculptures lit up against the night sky.
Ooh.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
That'd be very pretty. I like it.
Oh. Yeah.
Next one is Winterlude. This is in Ottawa, Ontario, and Gatineau, Quebec. Winterlude includes major ice and snow sculpture displays along with skating on the Rideau Canal and other winter activities. It's one of North America's biggest seasonal winter festivals. That's right. Canada, part of North America.
Not part of the United States.
Not to be invaded. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Right. Thank you very much.
There
is. I'm not surprised, but where the location of this one is, it's at or in Lake Superior. They have an ice festival where sculptures are displayed throughout the community, with artists carving works that turn whole areas into frozen galleries.
Wow! Very nice.
Did they have ice this year?
In Wisconsin, I don't know. Haven't heard.
If you're listening from Wisconsin,
yes, please check in this morning. Fire and ice festivals. By the way, I was going to just since we said that, check in this morning, Val. Check Facebook here a minute, seeing if anybody's dropped us a note. Also, you folks that might hear a rebroadcast of this show on other radio stations, always feel free to drop us a note through Facebook or YouTube, and we'll always, Facebook probably preferred, and we'll always give you a shout out on the next show, and a big thank you for listening. Our next festivals are Fire and Ice, various locations around the country. Somerset, Pennsylvania, annual Fire and Ice Festival with 50 themed ice sculptures in their historic downtown. And Lititz, Pennsylvania, a 10-day festival featuring outdoor ice carvings, fire shows, and downtown activities. Tons of these going on from Alaska to New England. If you don't work and like to drive in the snow, you should go.
There you go.
A couple more?
I like the fire and ice combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get cold and then warm yourself up.
Exactly. Oh, gosh, the next one. Are we talking about this too?
Yes.
There's Frozen Hair Championships. So this is the International Hair Freezing Contest. This playful winter event takes place in the Tikini Hot Springs area just outside Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory of Canada. Participants soak in natural hot springs water, wet their hair, then let the sub-zero Yukon air freeze it into creative frozen do's for judging in categories like most creative or best group. It's part of a broader winter festival scene and has gained international attention for its wild visuals.
Wow. I think they should have one of these for older guys, and it could be nose hair freezing.
Or ear. Ear hair freezing.
Yeah, because according to my kids, I always got something hanging out of a nose or an ear.
We had friends over the other night for supper, and Brad and the gal are sitting and visiting, and she goes, "Brad, you have a hair sticking out like right out of your ear." And Brad goes, "So he says, honey, I got a hair sticking out of my ear." And so I just took her the tweezers and said, here, you pluck it. I can't see well enough anymore to do it myself.
So you like sitting around the living room with friends plucking ear hairs.
Exactly.
I'm totally disgusted.
Come to our house. You never know what's going to happen.
Why is she giggling so hard?
I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
I'm just wondering if anybody else has ever had that happen to them.
All right. I want some more winter fun, Val, without your clothes.
Oh.
These aren't widely known organized nude snow run-ins in winter climates as established traditions like their hair freezing contest, but they are a few real events in the U.S. where people run clothing optional in the colder months. First one, Bear Buns 5K, McDade, Texas. Texas doesn't seem like a place you'd want to do that.
Oh.
A whitetail run, that's in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Clothing optional. Skinny Dipper runs. Skinny Dipper Sun Run, Decatur, Texas. Wow, Texas people really like to take off their clothes.
I guess. Well, it's warm there at least. You notice the ones that we're reading so far are warm climates.
Yeah, that's no fun. All right, the Klonte Bear Dare, which is in Land O'Lakes, Florida, which is where they make that butter.
So is that like Caliente? Though, as a because yeah. That means
caliente.
Hot.
Yeah,
it means hot, right?
Well, it's Florida. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Does Deer Lake or Clayton? It was Clayton that had the bun run, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They used to.
Yeah, I wonder if there's still such a thing. Right. I just feel like now people are a little bit more uptight, maybe, and
We don't want to see that. All right. Let's see. Brunlage, Germany. This one ended. But wait till you hear the reason why it ended. This went on from 2009 to 2012. It was nude sledding.
When you say frostbite.
Do they make special gloves? This infamously nude sled race held in Brunlage Harz Mountains was discontinued due to too much spectator interest. No way. They had to end it because too many people were coming. All right. Here's one for Val I found. Oh. It's a nude swim tradition. It's the nude solstice swim in the dark. And a word I can't say, festival in Hobart, Tasmania, where thousands strip off at sunrise to dunk into chilly waters as part of a winter ritual.
Ooh. Yeah. The polar plunges and stuff like that. I don't know.
All right. And then we had one weird record, and we have to go to break. Val, what was that weird record?
A record was logged for the longest time balancing household tools on the human body. Somewhere, someone's shelving unit is now a trophy.
Household tools. So it could be a knife.
Ooh.
Or something equally dangerous. Yeah.
Could it be like your coffee table?
It's a tool, kind of.
A kitchen sink?
Kitchen tools. So I'm thinking like balancing a whisk.
There you go. It just says household tools, though. It doesn't say like kitchen tools.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that opens up, I mean, everything from a toilet brush to a steel wool.
There you go. Why did you say steel wool?
I don't know. Trying to think of something the most uncomfortable.
I just don't feel like I can sit in my chair now. All right.
I think
we're going to have to go to break because something's hurting. Leave it to my sister. All right. Just a few minutes away when we come back for break. The one and only Alan Two Shoes Milani with a big national weather forecast for you. But we want you to stay right here. It's Scott and Val Save the Universe on KCHW 102.7 YouTube and Facebook.
Scott and Val Save the Universe. We'll be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.